Yes, hello, dears. This is the Ninth Dimensional Pleiadian Collective, and as always, it is a pleasure and an honor to have the opportunity to connect. What we would like to discuss with you is 2012, December 21st, 2012, to be specific, as we were asked to give our perspective on what would transpire as you reach that time. And to be perfectly honest with you, we don't know. And there are several reasons for this answer. One is because this just simply has not been done before, where you have gone along for a ride. You as conscious beings have gone along for the ride with a planet that is undergoing the ascension process. You've had one or the other, but never the two together. So it's a bit of an unknown quantity. It's a bit of a new experience. In addition to that, as we give you probable realities, which version of the truth are we going to share with you? Because you are constantly moving back and forth between timelines. But your limited perception, as it's processed through the 3D mind, says that you're only on one version of reality. But as you alter your frequencies, you are moving yourself back and forth to different now moments that are in alignment with your new frequency. Each now moment is based upon an agreed upon set of circumstances. And as you change those agreed upon set of circumstances, as you make leaps in consciousness, you put yourself on another timeline, or you put yourself on a different now moment. So when you ask us, which version do we share with you? We have to kind of gauge where your vibration is and pick a version that is in alignment with where you are in this moment. And there is so much potential for growth that you can change your vibration dramatically and thus put yourself on a very different timeline. Having said that, let us say that for most of you, the major changes that you think are coming, that you are expecting, are not going to happen until the days and hours before you are ready to shift your consciousness to a higher state on a permanent basis. So in other words, what will happen is you will hold a higher level of consciousness at a constant rate, and thus as a result you will also alter your physical structure. Now, it will seem to you as if you're having a series of cascading aha moments. That's how we would frame it, because you're not going to reveal all the secrets to yourself until you're ready to step out of the game, because that would blow the illusion of the game. So don't be discouraged, because many of you are looking for something that, well, frankly, seems very different from your current reality. And one, it's not completely and wholly different. The major difference in 3D and 5D is that you have an awareness that you are a divine being, and you also have a multidimensional perspective. You can look at other timelines, see what a choice would mean, how it would be created, generated in form, and then decide to step or align yourself with that frequency. Step into or align yourself with that frequency. The other thing with 5D is that you do not experience time, not as you experience it here. In the higher realms, we know time is simply a marker. Now, there are multiple versions of the planet that, as we've said to you before, are coexisting one on top of another. That is still true to some extent. But the timelines are separating. Some versions have a very distinct 3D version and a completely different 5D version. Others, the 3D version and the 5D version, are still close together because the agreed upon set of circumstances of the collective are rather similar. And so there is no need for the separation or the pulling apart of those two versions. There are infinite timelines, and we're painting both of these pictures for you. Now, what you experience is going to depend on your frequency. So if you're vibrating in a low resonance, if you're holding fear, and you are not conscious of the fact that you are creating and generating your own reality, that your reality is a reflection of you as a vibrational being, what you perceive is that your worst nightmares have come to life. You don't understand that they're there as a reflection so that you may integrate. For those of you who are waking up, who are aware and taking responsibility for all of your creation, you're going to have a very different experience. Now, depending on which version of the now moment you're on, you may be on a version where life is rather chaotic, but your life is not chaotic. So there can be a lot going on in the world, but your personal life and what you experience is not in resonance with that. You can create more peace, more joy, as opposed to turmoil. Or, depending on your frequency, you may put yourself on a timeline where you see mass consciousness progressing, that you see mass consciousness as making changes, that the world is getting healthier because you yourselves are getting healthier. Remember, Mother Earth is a reflection of you as a collective as well. So when Mother Earth is ill, it is because those upon her are not in balance and they are not acting in balance with her. The only way that you are going to have a healthy planet is to start taking care of yourselves, to integrate some of these lower belief systems, because you can clean up your world in a matter of breaths. But the challenge there is in the belief that that is possible, and shifting your perspective of time and of the interconnectedness of all. You may experience a lot more turmoil between now and 2012. Many ask us as well about the pole shifts. We will say this to you. We do not perceive you as experiencing the pole shift this go around in the same way, simply because you will be in a different vibrational range at that point, and you are not going to experience it in the 3D way. So there's no need for you all to worry about having a pole shift. What is getting activated and triggered is the memory of cataclysmic events that is stored in the DNA, and that is also being accessed through records within your own energetic field based off of other lifetimes that you are trying to integrate. So if you find yourself getting worried about all of this, about the conditions of the planet, remember, as you worry about it, that is an expression of fear. What you pulse out, you get back. The planet reflects that. So you've got to start seeing her as whole and complete and balanced, and start perceiving yourselves in the very same way, and form will start to follow. So we hope that helps you, dear ones. We're around, watching, waiting, and sending many well wishes.